Dale in Texas, welcome to the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Hi. I'm kind of wondering if you have any information on house leveling.
Okay. What's going on with your house?
For the last year or so, the walls have been cracking, the ceiling's cracking, the fireplace is pulling away.
Wow.
Cupboards are pulling away. Outside, the brick is doing the same thing. We've had a lot of people, professionals, come, and 2 out of 5 say that's normal. The house was built in 1970, so I know better.
Okay.
And the other 3 are anywhere from 10,000 to 25,000.
Okay. The folks that you have come look at this, are they all in the business of repairing this sort of thing?
Absolutely.
Okay. I think the first thing you need to do is get an independent professional in to take a look at it. This could be an architect. It could be a structural engineer. That's probably the best bet.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be...
What about a home inspector?
Yeah, a good quality home inspector. If you go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors,
sure.
That's ASHI.org, ASHI.org, find a certified home inspector in your area. These are the kinds of folks that are in the business of inspecting buildings without being in the business of selling you the repair solution. When you call a contractor, you usually get a contractor's fix, which almost always involves hiring that person to do the work. We need to find out whether or not this is truly active movement or not before we enter into a discussion about how it should be fixed. Right now, I don't think you have enough information.
Okay, I understand that, but why would anybody not want to work on the house?
Maybe it's not a job that they want to do. Maybe it's not worth the money. Maybe it involves materials they're not familiar with. I mean, who knows? You can't second guess that. That doesn't mean anything.
I mean,
you
it's
need
better
to get...
trust that somebody doesn't want to do the project because they maybe not have the skills that you need to have the job done properly.
Yeah, maybe you scared them off. I don't know. But I know that you don't have enough information right now. You need to get an independent expert to look at that. If I had a house that had all of those cracks that you just listed, had all that movement, I would definitely want to have it looked at. I mean, the best thing that can happen is you're going to pay an independent expert a couple $100 for doing an inspection, and they're going to say it is normal, and then at least you can rely on that. But you can't rely on a contractor's opinion.
I've got the charts and everything. It's from 1.5 to 2 inches. Every person that looked at it pretty much gave me the same kind of specs. But like I said, 2 out of 5, and they all have 20 years under their belt. Company, 2 out of 5 says it's normal movement. I'm here in Texas, and they say keep up with the soaker hose and start putting timers on, and everything come back together because we haven't had any kind of rain last couple of years.
Right, because your soil is going to move.
Right.
Structural engineer, architect, or a certified home inspector. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.